we've known each other for a few years now, but we've never lived in the same place. He came to my city. That's how we met. We met in my city. You were playing there a few times, and we met at a gig and hung out after with it, like a big group of us. We hung out afterwards, and yeah, I really liked you. And we had a really good laugh. It was great. And then every time you came back through town, we'd catch up, usually in a group. I don't think we ever spent any time together alone, but it was always really good to see you. I always look forward to seeing you. And then the last time you were in my town, you gave me that really, really hot, lazy smile. And you just held my hand for a little bit too long. You gave me a number, and I remember that you just held my hand for a little bit longer than was friendly. And held my eye for just that fraction too long. Yeah. So I was pretty stoked the next time I went to where you were living, and I gave you a call, and we hung out. I think we met up in the city and had a couple of beers, and we went and smoked a joint down by the water and hung out in the park. And yeah, I remember just how relaxed I felt in your company. I mean, maybe it was the joint and the couple of beers that we'd had, but I have no idea what we're talking about, but I just remember. I remember it. It was notable to me how relaxed I was with you. It was great. It was really great. We're laying down on our backs, and I had my head resting on your stomach. I was kind of lying down on the slope, looking at the water, and just talking about shit. And we went to catch a train to a house party. I think it was one of your friends. I don't know how it happened, but by the time we got to the train station, I know that we were holding hands. I don't know how it happened, but again, it was totally comfortable, really natural, and it wasn't awkward at all. I remember sitting on the train and you started circling your thumb just on the little fleshy part of my hand near my thumb. You just started really gently rubbing your thumb. Yeah. It went right through me, and I was sitting on the train and I had this jolt. And right from that second, I was desperate, absolutely desperate, for you to be inside me. Yeah. So we got to this party. It was pretty small, but it was great. It was late summer and it was stinking hot. And oh God, there was a heap of booze. Everyone was pretty mellow. Yeah. Really relaxed. House was nice and open. Everyone spilled out into the garden, and we ate, we drank, we smoked, and talked. But I was just totally aware, and you were totally aware. We were totally aware of each other all night. You know, you'd go off and do your thing, I'd do mine, we'd hang out together, and but we wouldn't go long at all without making eye contact. We'd seek each other out, have those little looks across the room, or you just brush your hand against me in passing, as you walk past me in the hallway, or you pass me a drink. I'd just trail my fingers sort of along your wrist or the outside of your hand. I saw these awesome little unnecessary touches. It was hot as fuck. Like, I just kept building. Like, these looks between us were just getting longer and more intense and more brazen as the night went on. And yeah, so there were too many people around, and we didn't have any opportunity to sneak away. There was nowhere for us to go. As it got later and it got darker, everyone got messier. We got messier. We started to get a little less careful. I went into the kitchen to get a drink, and you came up behind me and you reached your arm under mine, and I thought you were reaching in for another drink into the fridge, but you reached your hand down and you pulled up my dress, and with your hand you pushed me back into you. You put your hand right over my pussy, right between my legs, and you pulled me back into you. And whilst you did that, you slipped your finger down the side of my undies, and when you totally took my breath away, you slid your middle finger between my lips, because you knew I was wet for you and you wanted to feel. And I was. I've been wet for you since. Oh, fuck, I've been wet for you since I saw you. And since I first saw you that afternoon, I've been wet, and I've been open, and I've been relaxed, and I've been waiting for you to slide that finger between my lips and to use the meat of your palm to push me backwards back into you, so I can feel that you've been waiting for me too. Yeah. More drinking, more talking, more music, more loud conversations, and sweaty dancing, and more just longing and more of me wanting you to slip your fingers inside me and up to the knuckles and bend up against me. You couldn't wait anymore. When I turned and went towards the bathroom, you followed me, and I put my hand on the door, and you put your hand over mine and pushed it open and push me back, slam the door and push me up against it and bent down and kissed me against the door and pushed yourself into me. And you dropped down to your knees in front of me. me push my dress up and put your head between my legs and I was trying to move away because I was desperate to touch you and to taste you as well, but you fucking held me against the wall. And you held my hips, you fucking held my hips against the wall. And you peeled my underwear off and fucking... I pressed your head between my legs and... I nosed my clit until I had to spread my legs and so you could slip the tip of your tongue in and you licked upwards. I could tell you I was trying to gauge if I was ready. And I wasn't surprised. But I think you were when you found that I was so ready. I think I could tell by the sounds you made. I could hear the intake of your breath as you felt how wet I was around your fingers and fucking how I swelled against your tongue. I broke away from your hands and I had to sink down onto you. I took your head in my hands and kissed you. And I swirled my tongue in your mouth against yours because I needed you to know that I wanted you. Yeah, I don't know how it happened. I don't know the details. It felt like one motion and you were back against the wall and you held my dress up and you freed yourself and you put your hand on my hips and I slid right down onto you. And I held your shoulders and your head, and I held you inside me, and you rose up to fuck me, and I squeezed up to meet you, and we fucked. Right there in the bathroom against the door.